If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Hello, this is Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Thanks for joining me. Padme wrote to me this week to tell me about a new diet that she's been on and she's very excited about. According to the creator of this diet, this 8-week meal plan will shrink your waist, melt your fat, and give you the body of your dreams. All the recipes, which Padme tells me are both delicious and quite filling, incorporate lots of spices like cumin, coriander, turmeric, cinnamon, cayenne, black pepper, and more. And the idea is that all of these spices speed weight loss by flushing impurities from your body and supercharging your metabolism. After the first week, which focuses on detox, Padme has already lost 7 pounds, and she's absolutely thrilled with her results. But she does have some questions. I know I'm going to hit a plateau eventually, she wrote. Are there specific combinations of spices that work better together? Or are there other spices that I could add that would rev up my metabolism even more? Could I lose weight faster by increasing the amount I consume? I'm willing to eat an entire jar of turmeric if it will melt away another inch. Increasing the amount of spice that she's using in the recipes or combining them differently isn't going to accelerate Padme's weight loss because the spices, as tasty and nutritious as they may be, have little or nothing to do with the weight loss that she's experienced. Spices definitely have benefits. Cinnamon, for example, has been shown to help stabilize blood sugar levels. And other spices reduce inflammation. Turmeric, garlic, and ginger are particularly potent anti-inflammatories. They're also pretty good at thinning your blood. And in small amounts, that's generally considered to be a good thing. But anybody who's taking blood-thinning medications or who might have a surgical procedure coming up would want to consume these blood thinners in moderation, if at all. Many spices are also potent antioxidants. But as I've talked about before, there comes a point at which more antioxidants don't actually do you any extra good, and that threshold is a lot lower than most people think. And it's also possible to get too many antioxidants, although this is usually a concern with supplements and not with foods or spices. Contrary to the author's claims, however, this spiced-up menu will not alkalize your body, cleanse your body of impurities, or increase your metabolic rate enough to translate into pounds or even ounces lost. This diet works for one very simple reason. It's low in calories. For the meal plan that I looked at, it was about 1,500 calories per day. It's also quite low in carbohydrates, only about 20% of calories, and that explains the rapid initial weight loss. A sudden restriction in carbohydrates will usually cause the body to shed quite a bit of water. This is not a sustained effect, but rather a one-time adjustment. And it's also reversible. If you start eating more carbs again, that water will come right back on. Either way, it's not fat you're losing or gaining, it's just water. The spice diet is moderate in protein, about 20% of calories, and it's relatively high in fat, about 60% of calories, which is probably why Padme is finding the meals so tasty and satisfying. In fact, as lower carbohydrate diets go, this one is a pretty good one. It's got a reasonable amount of fiber, the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables, and most of the fats are from healthy sources. It's also very low in added sugar and processed foods. You could certainly do a whole lot worse. But Padme's suspicion is right on target. The rapid weight loss that she saw in the first week will probably not continue. Aside from water weight, Padme could expect to lose up to 2 pounds of actual body weight per week. After a few weeks, however, the rate of weight loss will gradually slow down. Why? Well, for a few reasons. Number one, as you lose weight, you need fewer calories. And unless you are continually decreasing your calorie intake, your rate of weight loss will slow. Secondly, after several weeks of calorie restriction, your metabolism may slow down to compensate, and that can slow your weight loss. And thirdly, with rapid and steady weight loss, it's also really hard to prevent the loss of some lean muscle tissue, and that can lower your metabolic rate even more. If and when you do end up reaching a plateau, you can check out the tips in episode number 148, How to Break a Weight Loss Plateau. My bigger concern, however, is what's going to happen when you reach your goal or the end of the program. Padme admits that following this diet to the letter is pretty challenging, and that suggests to me that it may be tough to keep this way of eating up indefinitely. And that's exactly why so many people, having successfully lost a bunch of weight following a special diet, start regaining that weight the minute they finish the program. There's just too big a gap between the way they lived and ate while they were on the diet and the way they live and eat in real life. Now, I'm hoping that Padme will be the exception that proves the rule. But for those looking for a more sustainable approach, I'd like you to check out episode number 163, How to Lose Weight Without Dieting. And for those who still believe that the best diet is the one that takes the weight off the fastest, please go back and check out episode number 381, How to Avoid the Biggest Loser Syndrome. I frequently get emails from listeners saying that what they've picked up from the Nutrition Diva podcast and the episodes I've just mentioned has helped them lose 10, 20, or even 80 or 100 pounds, not in a matter of weeks or even months, but over the course of a year or several years. I have to tell you, getting those emails is the absolute best part of my job because I know from experience that the slower you lose the weight, the more likely you are to keep it off forever. It may not sound as sexy as getting the body of your dreams in 8 weeks. On the other hand, it's a lot more rewarding than losing the same 15 pounds every year. And now, some information on vitamin D. As part of her physical this year, Mary's doctor tested her vitamin D levels and discovered that she was deficient. But she had been taking 1,000 international units of vitamin D every day, and she wondered whether there might have been something wrong with her supplement. One of the really interesting things about vitamin D is that once you are in a state of deficiency, it can take a surprising amount of oral vitamin D to move the needle on your blood levels. And I think part of this is because our bodies aren't really designed to get vitamin D from our diets, but rather from the sun. Restoring a vitamin D deficiency often takes doses 10 times higher than what Mary was getting from her supplement. So it's not that surprising that it wasn't enough to solve the problem or prevent the problem. Fortunately, those larger doses are quite safe. I posted a more detailed answer to Mary's question, along with a link to the latest guidelines on treating vitamin D deficiency on my blog. You'll find that at nutritionovereasy.com. And for a transcript of today's show on spices for weight loss, go to quickanddirtytips.com, where you can also post your comments and your questions. Thanks to all of you who have written such nice reviews of the Nutrition Diva podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and elsewhere. And of course, I'm always interested in your constructive feedback and criticism as well. But if you enjoy the podcast, I do hope that you'll mention it to a friend that you think might enjoy it too. That's one of the chief ways that people find the podcast. And I'm always happy to welcome new people into our nutrition community here. Thanks so much for listening this week. Have a great week, and remember to eat something good for me.